Let's go to the key of D. Let's go to a D. Play a D. And now go up one little key, a half step. Yeah, there's two names for that note. What are they?
D sharp.
D sharp, that's right. I'll write it in.
Or E flat.
And I would like you to write it in, who's listening. D sharp and E flat. So again, D with a hash symbol after it, and then E with a little D next to it. Those are right on, stop please, just play that one little key, D sharp or E flat. Has two different names. All right, let's go to the next black key. We're at F, and we go up a half step. What's one of the names of that note?
F sharp or
okay.
G flat.
So for all of you, this is what you should have so far. On your diagram, where it says C, D, E, F, G, hang on, Max. Where it says C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, on the first black key after C, you should have C sharp and D flat written. On the first black E after D, you should have D sharp and E flat written. Now we're going to go up to F, and the first of the three in a row, we did the two in a row, now we're at the three in a row. The first name for that is F sharp. There's another name for it. What would it be?
G flat.
G flat, exactly. Good. So we fill in that. Please write it in. Now we're going to go to G and go up to that black key.
Yeah.
The black key
and
just above that.
G sharp.
G sharp.
And A flat.
Or A flat, yep. And we got one black key left.
This one.
We're going to go to A and we're going to do the same thing. A sharp.
And B flat.
Okay. A sharp and B flat. So there's all 12 notes. Hang on, please. So by the time you get after B, so I want you to play all 12 notes right now. Start on C and say the names and use the sharp names as you go up. So say the names out loud as you go up.
Only sharps?
Yeah, well, so in other words, when you get to the black keys, just choose the sharp name instead of the flat name.
C sharp.
Wait. So C.
C. C sharp.
Say it.
D.
Yeah.
D sharp. E. F.
Okay, that's F sharp.
F.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're at F now.
F
sorry.
Sharp.
Yep, yep.
G. G sharp. A. A sharp. B.
And back to C.
And then back to C.
Good. So we got. all 12 notes. Good. So a half step is anywhere between any of the two notes right next to each other. So pick any random note out of the 12. All right, he landed on G. Go down a half step. What note are you on?
F sharp.
F sharp, correct. I hope you're all following this. Pick another random note. He picked D. Now go up a half step. All right, now pick another random note. No, between our C's right there. Now you already picked G. Pick something else. All right, E. So go up a half step. Okay, do you understand why that's a half step?
Yeah, because since there's no black key there, the only thing closest to it is.
Correct. So that's why E to F is a half step. Make sense?
Yep.
All right, what if you wanted a whole step from E?
That would be a G.
Incorrect.
No, to F sharp.
Yeah, so E to F sharp is a whole step. You guys following this?
Yep.
All right, there's two places on the keyboard where there are a half step between the white keys. One is between E and F. Where's the other one? Where's the other place on the keyboard where there's no note in between, there's no black key in between the two white keys?
Oh, B and C.
B and C, bingo. So between E and F and B and C, there's a half step. All the other white keys are whole steps. Why is this important? Because I want to show you, the essence of today's lesson is what makes a major scale a major scale. Okay? And I'm going to show you. If you call these notes numbers, meaning the first note of a C major scale, of course, is C, but we could also call that note number one. So play a C for us. And now, you know that do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do is a major scale, and you know it's all the white keys on a piano, right?
Yeah.
So play it. Just play. And then come backwards. But why is that a major scale? And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you go from the first note to the second note, how far do you go? Play from C to D. And tell me whether that's a whole step or a half step.
Cool.
That's right. So this is what I want you to write down. And please do this as you're listening along. Now, I already just wrote it, but Max, I want you to write all the way across the page, I want you to write, with space in between each number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, I'll give you a second to do that. You guys have no idea how great this is going to be for you. Now, in between 1 and 2 was a whole step, right? Two half steps, right? Because you went from C to C sharp to D. That's a whole step, right?
Yeah.
So between 1 and 2, underneath it, like visually in between the two numbers, write a W, okay, which I did already. Okay. Next, you're going to go back to D, the second note in the C scale, and tell me how far from D to E. Whole or half. Play it on the keyboard. D and E. How far, whole or half?
Whole.
Yep. So you're going to write a W there. And then what about between 3 and 4? What is the third note of C? C major scale.
F and G.
No, you started at C. That was 1. And what's 2?
E, F.
Well, E-N-F. Just do it with me. What's 1?
C.
What's 2?
D.
What's 3?
E.
And then play E. And then go up to the next note and tell me how far it is, whole or half.
Half.
All right, that's very good. So between 3 and 4 is a half. So we're going to write an H between the numbers 3 and 4. Next is F, the fourth note in the key of C. Play it and tell me how far to the next white key.
Whole.
That's right, whole. So between 4 and 5, write a W. And what about G is the fifth? Go up to A. How far, whole or half?
Whole.
Whole, that's right. And then, so between 5 and 6, you're going to write a W. Between 6 and 7, that's between A and B. How far is that? Play A and B.
That's a whole.
That's a whole.
And then the last and final one is a half.
Yeah, play B to C.
It's B and C.
Play B to C, yep. And it's a half step, no black key.
Yep.
So this is the form, this is the golden rule right here. This is the key to understanding all music theory. This formula right here. Can you read it for me? Just say
whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half.
Awesome. So read it 2 more times.
Whole, whole, half, whole, whole, half.
One more.
Whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half.
That's how important that is. Now, why is that so important? Because what happens if you want to play something, a totally different key, like E, for example, okay? We're going to play an E major scale,
all right?
So all we know right now is that the first note of an E major scale is E.
Yeah.
So for a little further down the page, by the way, you guys should all have the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then in between all those, you should have WWH, WWWH written, right? And I hope this makes sense. So right now, we're going to build the key of E. So all we know is that this formula is whole, half, whole, half, and that the first note is E. So go ahead, write E down the page, you know, like down here. Yep. Okay. And all we're going to do is follow the formula. So you do the keyboard, and I'll write. I'll make you a deal. You play E. So that's going to be do. And just wait, don't play anything yet. Just play E. Okay. Now I'm just telling you, the overall sound is going to be do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Right? It's not my key to sing, but that's what it's going to sound like. You have to follow this formula in order to get there. So for E, go up, what do we have to go up from 1 to 2, half, whole or half?
Half.
Why half?
Because it's a half note between.
Nah, but your formula that you just wrote, the formula for a major scale, is WWH, WWWH. So between 1 and 2 is a whole. So where is the second note of an E major scale?
G. F sharp.
Is it F sharp?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Because that's a whole step away from E.
How did you know?
E and F are half apart from each other.
Correct.
So,
and F sharp is the other half, right?
Yeah.
So that's the answer is F sharp.